It's time to talk about food and drink and restaurants and cooking and kitchens and food shows on TV and lots more. It's Food Talk STL with David Craig on 590 The Fan KFNS and KFNS.com.
Hey, here we are. We're back. It's Saturday morning. Happy eating, happy drinking, and a special hello to all the folks who got woke up early by thunder today and then rolled back over and decided to sleep late. And now around 11 o'clock or a moment after, you're finally crawling out of bed. Welcome to the show. We're broadcasting from the Bomarito Automotive Group Studios here at KFNS. Producer is Matt Grover. We have a website for our show. It's foodtalkstl.com. You can follow us on Twitter at foodtalkstl. I invite you to like us on Facebook as well. And you can contact the show via email, and that's foodtalkstl@yahoo.com. In a moment, we'll visit with our first guest, Kevin Nashen from Sydney Street Cafe. First, a couple of little newsy notes here. St. Louis Craft Beer Week continues through tomorrow. You can get the schedule of events at their website, which is stlbeerweek.com. Thanks to Beth Huck for inviting my wife and me on her St. Louis culinary tour of Maplewood the other night. Stops at Vom Foss Home Wine Kitchen, Achero and Water Street, and more on that endeavor in a future show. The new Deerbergs in De Pere is finally open, where the Barnes & Noble used to be big. It is big. Olympic gymnast Gabby Douglas will not appear on a box of Wheaties. She's going to be on Kellogg's Corn Flakes, coming soon to your grocery store. There's a great photo worth mentioning. It's in the August issue of Sauce Magazine, a new issue just out. It's on page 9. It's the Ricotta Puff at Vitali's Bakery. Photo credit Greg Rannells. Nice job, buddy. There's new Bar and Grill on Clayton Road at Henry in West County that's going to feature beer taps at 9 of its tables. Saw that on the net last night. It will not allow you unlimited beer pulls. They'll limit the amount that you can get, but I predict there are going to be some very messy tabletops there. State of Alabama, my home state, will now allow the sale of beer by Founders Brewing out of Grand Rapids, a beer they have called Dirty Bastard. And the state didn't let them sell it because of the name, thinking that kids would say, "Mom, they can't say that." My review of the new movie Total Recall, posted on my movie blog, DavidCraigMovies.com. Now, this is an action movie. I liked it. And opening Wednesday, Hope Springs, movie for grown-ups, Meryl Streep and Tommy Lee Jones. Saw that one. It's funny and touching, and more about that later. Today's barbecue competition, which we'll discuss in the next segment, is at Keaton's Double Play, Christie and South Kings Highway in the city at 2 o'clock. We'll get into that in a while with Bill from 61 Roadhouse. Right now, Kevin Nashen is in studio with us. Hey, buddy, thank you for coming by here.
Thanks for inviting me.
From Sydney Street Cafe. Now, how long has Sydney Street been in existence in St. Louis?
The restaurant's been around for 26, 27 years. My wife and I purchased it about 9 years ago, going on 10. So it's been quite some time, a landmark, so to speak.
Well, now, had you worked in St. Louis a long time before you got Sydney Street?
No. You know, I went to college in the early 90s, and then I went to SLU. And then I went to culinary school in New York and took the trash out in a lot of restaurants after that. And my wife's from here, so we moseyed on back in 2002. And, you know, Steve Gontram was kind enough to let me take out the trash in his place and kind of look for a spot. And, you know, we found Sydney Street, and that's the end of the story on that.
Now, you didn't just take out the trash. You're one of the St. Louis chefs. There's a few of you guys who have, is it called Restaurant Danielle in New York City on your resume?
Yes, sir.
And did you ever get yelled at by Danielle?
Yeah. Yeah, there was definitely some high-pitched moments, but definitely an incredible learning experience, and it was very humbling, so
now,
to speak.
Was that the most pressure-packed gig you've had along the way?
No. I would say probably equal to Commander's Palace and equal to Martin Berasategui, and maybe La Francaise. I don't know. I mean, anytime you're working for great people, their expectations and their, you know, just the energy in the kitchen alone is always intense. So everyone wants perfection, people happy. So it's very, very, nerve-wracking.
How'd you like living and cooking in New Orleans?
Loved it. Loved it. New Orleans is one of those melting pots, which I think St. Louis is too. And it's just an incredible, it's a different way of life, very similar to Spain, whereas it's very, you know, slowed down, laid back. The food, it's all about the food in that town. It really is. And I worked for an incredible chef named Jamie Shannon, who has passed away since. But just one of my mentors, and the Brennan family, can't speak enough about them. They're really, really good people, but learned a ton. Learned to get my butt kicked and then come back another day and, you know, Do it all over again.
I it's been a while since I've been to New Orleans, probably 20 years, but every time I've gone, you know, anywhere in the quarter or elsewhere, it's hard to get a bad meal. I mean, it really is. The food is just tremendous.
It really is. You know, there's definitely so much soul and love put in that food, and just the style and the flavoring, and, you know, it's in your face. You know, it's unbelievable.
Now, we never made it out to Commander's Palace, but we did have, you know, breakfast at Brennan's and
sure.
all that other stuff. What's the big deal about Commander's Palace for people who haven't been to New Orleans and or haven't been in a while?
Well, Commander's Palace is an institution. You know, I mean, you talk about places that have been around. They've been around for a long time, and they've seen the likes of Paul Prudhomme, who is a unbelievable person in our industry, and Emeril Lagasse, Jamie Shannon, and, you know, the list goes on and on. And just the incredible talent that has come out of there. You know, another one of my really dear buddies in this town, Josh Galliano, he worked there. And, you know, it's literally a bed for producing really, really solid cooks, really good fundamentals, and it is intense. I mean, you're doing 800 covers a shift.
What?
Yeah, it's absolutely. And the food, it's not, you know, it's not scoop and poop. It's you know, you're plating, and it's definitely intense. You love it, but it definitely breaks you.
Well, I've heard about it and read about it, but I didn't realize it was that big.
Oh, it's intense.
I mean, did you say 800 dinners a night?
We sometimes, I think my record when we were there was, you know, I think it was like 825 one day for Mother's Day at night, and then it was like another 700 that day for brunch.
Whoa.
Yeah, and that was on a Saturday. It was just outrageous. I mean, it was just crazy. So your heart, when you hear the tickets come in at 5 o'clock, it doesn't stop that first one for like 25 minutes. I can't even joke about that.
Oh, Lord. We're visiting with Kevin Nashen from Sydney Street Cafe. This is Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS. My name is David Craig. We're on every Saturday from 11 to noon talking about food and beverage and such as that. Okay, so you said you and your wife then partnered to purchase Sydney Street.
Right.
You said it was how many years ago?
Nine and a half years ago, yep.
Well, now, where you were a little... I mean, this is a restaurant that has had a huge reputation for a long time. Were you a little concerned or a little humbled? Like, okay, are we up to this? Because, I mean, Sydney Street's been a big deal for a while.
Honestly, we didn't think of it like that. You know, I grew up, you know, along with my wife and I. My brother, you know, is part of our puzzle. And you know, we kind of looked at it as, you know, my brother and I grew up in my family's restaurant, which was around for 27 years in Santa Fe, New Mexico. So we've been through the business, and we've been in an institution. But we wanted, honestly, what was best for us, what we felt, and it was the right place, the right time. Tom McKinley said, hey, listen, I'm ready to pass the torch, and we were like, what an incredible opportunity. And, you know, honestly, if I was going to do it all over again, I would do it the same exact way.
Okay, good. So no intimidation factor whatever.
No, I mean, of course you're intimidated. I mean, you know, it was a humbling process, and, you know, it was great. You know, we had an incredible staff that we were left, and it, you know, it was something that we knew we could evolve, and gratefully the town supported us, and we're still around 9.5 years later, so hopefully we're going to be around another 9.5 years.
What's a typical day for you at Sydney Street?
Well, gratefully it varies and changes, and sometimes that's not good too. But you know, it really depends. You know, sometimes you get invited on a talk show, and so you're going to be running a little late to the restaurant on a Saturday.
Sure, yeah.
But no, it you know, it really fluctuates. You know, our menu changes. You know, and with that, you know, different things. So we do everything in house, everything from our butchering to, you know, our baking to, you know, everything. It's a scratch operation, which, you know, is I'm really proud of that, and you know, and it's one of those things too that just takes a lot of time. So people will get there at, you know, 9 in the morning. It starts off at 9 in the morning just for dinner. So, and other people, you know, most of the staff rolls in about 12:30, and then the front of the house rolls in about 3:30, and it goes on. Then 5 o'clock, the doors open, and, you know, people act as if, like, we just got there 20 minutes ago. And that's how I want them to think, you know. It's supposed to look easy.
No, that's good. It's nice to kind of come in, and it's like, oh, yeah, we're the first ones here. Yeah. And actually, I have been the first ones there, you know. When I, you know, would wake up at 2:45 doing an early morning show, my wife and I came down there a few times. This was actually before you took over. We would be the first ones there, and, you know, the next party didn't show up for another 15 or 20 minutes. But, yeah, the food is spectacular.
Well, thank you.
And so when you're cooking down there, and you'll be there till, what, 9, 10, 11 tonight?
Yeah. Yeah, somewhere around there. Well, Saturdays usually I stick around to at least, you know, 10:30. Our last, you know, tickets come in.
All right, now take us into the kitchen at Sydney Street on a busy Saturday night. What kind of music do y'all have rolling?
No music. Yeah, no music. You know, during service, it's pretty much just the chatter of us, you know, and just trying to concentrate and get things done. It's already hard enough as it is, but we don't need a distraction. But we do listen to music throughout the day, you know. Everything from, you know, Eminem to a little Toby Keith to a little, you know, Danzig and Metallica and, well, I don't know, whatever.
You know? That's good. No, you got to get everybody fired.
Yeah, we even do a little Louis Armstrong. It's all over the place.
Are you a chef, Kevin, who does a lot of working the room during dinner service?
You know, I like to talk to people, but I'm kind of shy. And I don't
really.
I'm kind of in some ways. You know, I open up pretty easy, but I don't like going out there just to go out there. I don't like, you know, I don't want to bother anybody. You know, they come out for an experience for 2.5 hours, and what the heck do they want to see me for? But if, you know, say somebody, you know, I don't get to see anybody because I'm working all the time. So if somebody asks, hey, listen, is Kevin around? I love to go out and say hi because I get to see people. But I don't randomly go out there. I do randomly, if I'm out, say thank you. And,
gotcha.
You know, because I'm really appreciative that people come in. But, no, I like to leave people alone. They don't need to either, you know, see me. So
yeah, because Sydney Street's a high-profile restaurant, and folks in town have known about it for a long, long time.
Okay.
Famous folks come to town. They send them down there. And, you know, famous people go to nice restaurants all the time, and sometimes, you know, it's like, oh, well, so and so's out here, well, good, I'm glad he's here. Have there been celebrities that you, it's like, wow, so and so is at my restaurant, I'm pretty excited about this? Drop a name or two.
No name dropping, but, you know, I mean, we are very fortunate that we do get a lot of, you know, fun people. But I think everyone's fun. So everyone has their own different story. So I get just excited as, like, you know, the 17-year-old on his prom, you know, night.
Is,
and it's a truth, you know, honestly. It's like, you know, it's exciting. And, you know, and sure, you know, you get a movie star or somebody that comes in and, you know, whatever. It's really exciting. It's a good pat in the back. But, you know, that's not what makes you. What makes you is everybody coming in.
Where, so, do you have heroes in the cooking world, in the chef world? You know,
oh, absolutely.
If there were a famous chef that were to walk in, you'd say, oh, wow, he's here. This is great.
Oh my God, yes, absolutely.
And you guys had a huge event back in, was it April, when you had the
April,
celebrity,
yeah,
chef tour? What was that about?
Well, we just, you know, got a friend of mine, Michael Sullivan. He's the charcuterie and butcher at Blackberry Farms in Tennessee. Great friend of mine. He literally called me out of the blue in October, and he's like, hey, you want to do a dinner that supports the James Beard Foundation? I said, absolutely. And he put me in contact with Jeff Black, and Jeff was kind enough to say, hey, let's do it in St. Louis. And, you know, I invited, you know, some really good buddies and some people I really look up to and people I worked with. You know, I got to invite Alex Lee, who was my chef de cuisine at Danielle, and he's so graciously and kindly accepted and came here.
Did he ever yell at you when you were working?
You know, Alex was a very stern operator, and but I tell you what, he is one of the most well-known cooks in the world without being, like, well-known, so to speak, if that makes sense. But yeah, you know, he's definitely he's meticulous and he's so passionate, and every cook out there should cook with him because he is just the best. And so we were lucky to cook with him. Buddy of mine, John Shields, he had a restaurant called Townhouse, and he's actually a St. Louis boy because he went to Forest Park for culinary school and worked also with Bill Cardwell. And then we had Debbie Gold, who's in the Midwest, and then we had the boys here, you know, Kevin Willman, Josh, Gerard, and I wish I could invite everybody, because that's what all these events are about.
I do know people who went, and they just said it was a pretty spectacular. I think it was $190 a person, but still.
I mean, it goes to a great cause.
Yep.
And, you know, it's one of those things that you just wish you could do more of those, and it's fun to see St. Louis, like, really kind of getting ground and everyone's kind of doing their part, and, you know, scene is just, it's getting really, really fun.
Well, it was nice of you to host an event for the
well,
beer thing.
Grateful, though,
and,
yeah.
And you were one of the, you were a finalist this year?
Semi-finalist.
Semi-finalist. Okay,
yeah,
well.
Our buddy Gerard's been the only finalist, so we're hopefully one of us will one day make it to the you know, James Beard Award.
Yeah, but it's nice to get that acknowledgement.
It is. I love to be on the bus. You know,
yeah.
I definitely love to be on the bus. I won't deny that. I was very grateful, and we were humbled. So yeah.
And it was a good year for St. Louis chefs to
incredible year.
And get the shout outs.
But there's a lot of people out there. You know, everyone. This whole town's been doing really. There's some really, you know, great things going on. You know, I love what Lou Rook's doing. I love what the boys at Saloon Bedu are doing. You know, Home Kitchen, they're doing a good job. And it's fun to see the city is just, you know, really blossoming and for the right reasons. And I think it's really neat. There's not a lot of pretension to it. It's just like, let's cook, let's make good food, let's make people happy. And that's the whole key to this whole, you know, craziness.
We're visiting with Kevin Nashan from Sydney Street Cafe on Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS. And I saw you cooking last month at the thing over at Whole Foods. It was the grass-fed burger cook-off, and it was fun to go around and watch everybody do their cooking there. You were the only one, though, who had a blowtorch. Would you explain to listeners why you had a blowtorch, and do you do a lot of... Is a blowtorch a key part of your cooking repertoire?
Well, one of my favorite guys in town, and his place is just incredible, and everyone knows it, but is Mike Emerson, and with Pappy's, and he's got the best ribs in the country. But he loves using the blowtorch, and they do have Bogart's, but we used it for mostly a purpose of melting cheese. So we didn't have a salamander, and it was out of necessity. But, you know, it actually turned out to be like ooh and ah, and people were excited that we were, you know, torturing things and that kind of thing. But it was fun.
It looked good. And
it,
I know
it adds
I took
a whole dynamic to it.
I took a picture of it and posted it on Twitter. Now,
oh, thanks.
Do you use blowtorch at Sydney Street much?
A little bit sometimes to, you know, melt things really quickly, you know, and stuff. You know, if you're in, especially in pastries, if you're doing like a, you know, a nice little brulee or something like that on something. But yeah, you know, every once in a while, we don't like to just torch things to torch them though.
How much food do you get from your? You have a garden there, mm-hmm. right on premise. How what are you getting from that?
This year has been very sparse. So it's been our worst. Well, in the spring it was looking like it'd be our best year, and then it really tumbled. So it's been really a sad kind of meager kind of summer with it. But typically, you know, it's 100 acres and, you know, or 100 yards, I should say, not acres.
I was going
to
say.
We, you know, honestly, we don't use it like to fulfill the restaurant. It's more like, you know, to share with the neighborhood and use some on our end. So it just, you know, but we get to grow, you know, kind of fun things that we want. So not necessarily like, you know, you get to kind of get off the beaten path.
You mentioned that you're constantly changing your menu. What's new that you haven't had in a while?
What's new? I think, well, we're putting a new vegetarian dish on tonight. We just changed our rabbit dish, and we're doing those beautiful rabbit rissoles, which are these crispy confit rabbit. And then we do this little ragu of caramelized onions and rabbit bratwurst. And then that's on a bed of kohlrabi kimchi. And it's just, it's fun. And then we just, you know, we dollop with Green Goddess. So we do a lot of playing around with, you know, just different flavors. And we just like to keep it fun. I like bold flavors, and I like to just be excited about things. So,
well, cool. Well, hey, thanks very much for stopping in and
thanks for inviting me.
To visit.
I really appreciate it.
And I hope you have a great night tonight at Sydney Street Cafe.
Yeah, us too.
That's Kevin Nashan from Sydney Street Cafe visiting with us on Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS. And Bill from 61 Roadhouse will join us in just a moment.